Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 18th of November. And you know who we had on today?
Oh, Brian Lazotte.
Yes, whose brother, Diesel, is performing tomorrow for us. Jeez.
The Lynx.
Oh, I know, unbelievable. And Brian spoke about all the gigs on the Central Coast, always because we are celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast. We caught up with Cam St. Clair.
How about the HMAS Adelaide?
Well, he had the best seat in the house
Not on it.
When the ship was scuttled. Tomorrow, we're celebrating 50 years of radio.
On the Central Coast.
Damn straight. Chris Taylor texted me. He said, I was placed on the coast by God himself purely to bring up the attractiveness average. You're welcome. Oh,
good on you, Chris.
Honesty is a virtue, isn't it?
Well,
it really is.
If only he wasn't so shy.
Anyway, we have been reflecting and having a look this week of events and things that happened on the coast and a place that you had to go.
Oh, another place touched by God.
Oh, who was Lazotte's at Terrigal. Now, we said Mark Lazotte, we're going to have him playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's not the better brother.
No.
No way. The better brother out of the Lazotte's is bloody Brian.
That's Brian. Oh, we said, get Brian.
So far superior than That's Mark.
Right. And really, the brains of the operation. Yeah.
And the more, speaking about attractive, the more attractive one.
Yeah. Your mum agrees, doesn't she, Brian?
Brian, hello.
It's pretty early in the morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay.
For all the accolades. Brian. Right. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Brian.
I'm so well, mate. I've got a funny story. Mark's told me, he said, one time he walked into some shop or something and he said, what's your name? He said, Mark Lazotte. And they said, oh, are you Brian, are you Lazotte's that from the Lazotte's restaurant?
See, and he's going, I am Diesel. Have you not seen my poster
I've written a couple of songs.
that's my biggest claim to fame.
Hey, mate, nice. How long did you have Lazotte's here on the Central Coast, buddy?
We had it for 10 years, gentlemen. It was just the most incredible 10 years of our life. I'm so proud to have been there for 10 years and brought so much great music to the coast.
Oh, mate, and look, you've got – how does a restaurant, right, turn into such a place with such a solid reputation for
gigging? Iconic.
Are you there?
Yeah, Brian. I was just saying, how does this restaurant turn into such an iconic location for gigs?
Well, it was we named it the Cubby House for Pete's sake. So it was literally an old farm house from way back when, and we saw the potential of, you know, just turning it into something with a couple. You know, just it was never meant to have too many concerts, but ended up being 5 and 6 and even 7 days a week having music. And you know, as I look back, and you guys have sort of reminded me about some of the shows that we had there. It just blows my mind to know how many things. We did so many things with you guys too. 2GO was a huge part of it. I always said that you can't run a music venue without a great radio station. And you guys were just the most. We did your Christmas parties with back when Paul Riggles was there and so many amazing nights there with Jimmy Barnes with 10 people on stage. We had Casey Chambers and a cast of thousands on stage. We had, you know, big bands. Ed's big band, 18-piece big bands across the stage, and just Cotton Keys and Morris, mental as anything. You know, so many shows with Richard Clapton and Daryl Braithwaite did 5 in a row. I remember one time a whole week worth of shows, and it was only a 120-seater restaurant.
Wow. Bro, why does so many, when we talk to all these different artists, and they're all back touring, which is great, especially for next year, and they all say the love of coming to the Central Coast. What is it, mate?
Well, we found it. Well, we were on our way up to the northern rivers, and we came back via the Central Coast. Some friends that had bought up there, a little shack, and we came back with the kids when they were really, really small, and we fled out of Sydney as soon as we found the coast. It was, we were there in a heartbeat. We weren't going to move further than what we needed to do. And now it's like, oof, you know, try and get into the coast is pretty near impossible because it's just so discovered. But, you know, all the coasties don't want it to change, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Mate, well, listen, thank you for your contribution to music, Australian music in particular, here on the coast. Of course, you now are up in Newcastle. And and mate, thank you for that. We'll let your brother know.
We're not far.
You're just
my best.
Yeah, we'll say g'day to Mark when he comes and performs.
It's hit him hard. It's hit all the musicians hard. So yeah, be good to him. He's always very, very big supporter of Triple M. I know that he does a lot for you guys, and because he loves it, and he truly does, because he knows that you guys support Australian music. And,
oh, for sure. But he still is the second. He is the second favourite son.
Yeah,
mate.
And he's not as attractive. Yeah. Not as attractive.
And not as,
So we'll let him know that tomorrow when we speak to
too
him.
Too kind, too kind. We'll see you up here at some stage. But I'll be down there and I'll say hello too.
All right, Brian Lazard.
Have you got him out in the car park or something? Or
No, we got him up the bloody big tower.
Well, he's done the car park before, so he's good.
Good
for that.
Yeah, right.
I bet he has.
Brian Lazard, thank you for giving some memories of 50 years of music on the Central Coast. If you are travelling on the M1 today or over the next few days, look up just quickly, northbound.
And just flip a wink to Plotty.
Yeah.
Who's proudly announcing Triple M 107.7 having a 50th birthday on the Central Coast.
It's going to be big tomorrow because Triple M is celebrating 50
years.
Well,
the bandwidth is because 2GO was preceded Triple M on the Central Coast. And
they had different numbers and they were AM at one stage, so we are celebrating 50 years of radio.
But still out of the same base.
Damn straight,
Robert. Henry Parry Drive.
Damn straight. And we've also...
I've always wondered how on earth they chose this location because it is deep in a valley.
I don't know.
And you've got to send a signal out.
Yeah, I know. They've got a big aerial.
It is.
But we've been looking over the last couple of days at big news events that happened on the Central Coast. And one was about 10 years ago, and it happened off Avoca. This is courtesy of Channel 10.
The HMAS Adelaide hasn't been in service for 2 years, but she can still pull a crowd.
We're very interested in seeing the HMAS Adelaide. I brought my boys with me this morning.
It's a part of history for the Central Coast, I think, today. And what a beautiful morning for her, aren't they lucky?
Protesters delayed the scuttling of the ex-Navy ship for a year, but the wait still wasn't over. The Big Bang was put off for another hour and a half because of a pod of curious dolphins.
Those pesky dolphins.
That's not fair.
Thousands rocked up, and this man had the best seat in the house on that day. His name is Cam St. Clair, still works with our radio network, joins us this morning. Good morning, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Good morning. Good morning, Patty and Rob. How are you going?
Not too bad.
Happy birthday.
Mate.
Happy, yes.
Yeah. 50th birthday, 50 years of radio, Cammy, celebrating on the Central Coast.
It's a long time, and proud to have been a part of it, along with you, Patty, and Rob as well. And it's been, I heard you say just before, I don't know how they chose 49 Henry Parry Drive as a location for a radio station, because you may as well, to be honest, build a radio station in a massive tunnel.
The amount of problems
that's caused over the years. Put a radio station down a mine in a cave, and that's pretty much exactly where we are.
But from humble beginnings, we progress, Cam.
At least we got free parking. That's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Now, mate, on that day that the HMAS was scuttled off of Avoca Beach, you did have the best seat in the house, didn't you?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. That was one of those moments where I thought I've nailed a pretty good job here when the boss goes, hey, we want to do some like live crosses on the air. On the air, in the air. And do you want to, you know, get in the chopper? And I had never been in a helicopter before. So that was quite appealing. And B, I mean, you're floating a few hundred meters above the beautiful Central Coast, watching, you know, a very important event occur live was amazing. It was incredible. Wow. The view was spectacular. I've still got loads of photos and video of it and stuff. And yeah, still tell the stories to this day.
What an exciting thing to watch from right above it. Did you see, were there explosions? Tell us about how they sunk the ship.
Well, it was. I heard later on that a lot of it was a bit of bravado. So they put fireworks, and you know, I think the vision that people might remember is like a big puff of smoke and a big flame and stuff coming from the top of the ship when the countdown, you know, hit zero. But apparently that was all basically just for show. In the end, downstairs, you know, in the hull of the ship, they just had a bunch of corks, and the corks got pulled out, and down she went. But you know, when you've got 10, you know, 15,000 people on the beach, and you know, the lots of people watching via TV and stuff as well, you know, you need to make it look good, right? So I think the fireworks certainly made it more than it actually was. I also, one of the things that I remember thinking at the time was, oh, there's a huge build up, and I think you remember there was a competition for someone to actually press the button that detonated the ship. Mm. It was this huge build up, but in the end, the ship was gone in like 15 seconds. That was it. I was like, all right, well, what do we do now?
It is made of steel, and it had holes all through it.
Because it was massive. Yeah. It was 138 metres, and it went down to a depth of 32 metres. But, and Cam, there were thousands of people there.
Oh, it was packed, like, yeah, absolutely packed. And then, of course, stuff with the dolphin gate as well.
Yes,
having to put it off. They had the Channel 9 and Channel 10 choppers in the air. And, you know, they were burning like something like $200 worth of fuel a minute. But they were up there for 45 minutes. I think at one stage, one of the choppers that we hired was running low on fuel. And they had to go back to the base at Erina, refill, and then they were worried that they were actually going to miss it because they'd waited for so long.
Damn dolphins.
So, yeah, exactly. There's still a little, I think there's a bit of a conspiracy about how the dolphins actually managed to hit the warm water flow as well. Some people think that someone tried to drive, like, you know, basically herded them and drove them to close enough to the ship to stop sinking. And
what's that, Flipper? They're scuttling a ship, Flipper. All right, go get your friends.
But, mate, it was just one of those events on the Central Coast that people still talk about. And it's 10 years later, Cammy.
I can't believe it's been 10 years. It doesn't feel like that long ago. But, yeah, it was the perfect day for it. And, you know, what an incredible thing for the Central Coast. Like, I know heaps of people that dive it. I've always said, oh, I'd love to do it, but never have. But I know that there are a lot of people that enjoy it and travel here because of it.
Yes, you know? it's really been great for tourism on the Central Coast. Cam, thank you so much for taking time out this morning and reliving your time in the helicopter as we watched the HMAS Adelaide sun off of Boca Beach, Cammy. Take care,
mate.
How'd you end up on the coast? Where'd you come from to end up here and start living and stay living here on the Central Coast?
You hear a lot of stories. Oh, you know, I did this, I did that. Yeah. And then I came up for a holiday and never went home.
Moved up from Sydney, just went, oh, I got sick of the rat race there, and cheaper to buy as well. Not so much now.
Not now.
Oh, it's bloody mental. It's gone mad. But how
I was talking to someone that was saying, that North Avoca used to be the poor man's Avoca. And he was saying it was the poor man's Avoca. No one wanted to go to North Avoca. It was miles to the shops. Yeah. You couldn't get. But now it's, you know, it's
mad.
Millionaire's Row.
Mate, that's the same as a lot of place suburbs on the Central Coast. When I first arrived,
everything's just going.
20 years ago, they say, oh, like you say what you Wyoming. Oh, he wouldn't live at Wyoming. And now, holy geez, Springfield, all these different areas. But how did you end up here? Jason from Lake Munmore. Go, Jace.
Hey, Jace.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How'd you end up on the coast? What happened? What brought you here?
I moved from Cairns to like 10, 12 years ago when the financial crash up top, moved down here and never looked back.
Mate, so why did you come from Cairns? What brought you from Cairns?
Yeah.
I had friends down here and decided to move back down here. And once I got stayed on the coast, couldn't leave the coast, just stayed down here.
Yeah.
Wow. So you came down for a break, or were you actually going, yep, I'm moving down to New South Wales?
No, I said I'm moving down to New South Wales, done it from winter down to here in winter.
Oh, a bit of a difference from Cairns winter.
Yeah, change. 26
degrees to bloody 12 degrees.
And Dave, were you by yourself, or did you have your partner? Yeah. You by yourself,
By myself.
And so what about now? Have you found someone?
Yeah.
Mate, and do you drive around and go, like I say to the kids, why would you want to live anywhere else?
Exactly.
Mate, it's a great place, isn't it?
Yeah, an awesome place.
Absolutely. Good on you, Jace. We've got Dave. David's back from Killarney. But go, Dave.
How you going, Dave?
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. How did you end up on the coast, mate?
Well, I reckon I've been up here for about 6 or 7 months now. So about over 2 years ago, I did some work up here, Terrigal, and I met a girl out.
And the so rest?
We had a long distance relationship for over a year, and then I just decided to move up here and be with her, and haven't looked back ever since.
Where'd you come from, Dave?
Chased your heart, Dave.
Yeah, mate, I'm from Goulburn.
Oh, you moved from...
Geez, that's mate, a warm place. Better than Goulburn.
That's a warm place.
No, I know, mate.
Holy jeez, Goulburn. You might as well live in Tamworth.
I left the bloody cold for the coast life, so it's good.
Oh, mate, you have struck gold there.
Yeah, in more ways than one. And you're still hooked up, Dave?
Yeah, mate, we're still good together. We moved in with each other, and yeah, it's going good.
Oh, good stuff. And, mate, do you tell your friends in Goulburn you've got to come and live on the Central Coast?
Oh, I tell them all the time to come up.
Yeah, it's great. What's your favourite part, Dave?
The beach life, really. Yeah. It's great, good people,
yeah, it
plenty
is.
Of things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. First thing I noticed was just that everybody seems to be active. There's just so much more activity going on outdoors on the Central Coast to anywhere else that I've been.
Yeah, there is. Exactly right. You get back home in Goulburn, you're pretty much just getting on the piss and looking at the bloody sheep all the time.
and after a few beers. Hey, sweetheart.
Oh, Gerard, you had to. Honestly, yeah. I apologise for my friend.
Sorry, David.
Nah, don't worry about that, mate.
That only happens in Bundy.
That's it.
G'day, Paul from Terrigal.
Robin, Paddy, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, buddy. Mate, how did you end up on the Central Coast?
It's an unbelievable place, but I met my partner at a business function in Sydney, and I was living in Sydney at the time, and we finished up going out a few times, and then she's invited me to a dinner down on the Darling Harbour there, and it just so happened that they had the World Cup on with Australia playing England. And I thought that just couldn't be any better, you know. We were in love. And as time went on, she said, listen, I'm living at Forrester's Beach. We want you to move in, you know. And I thought, all right, fantastic. So off I went and I moved in. We settled up here for a while. Now we've got a beautiful place in Baddow Bay. And we're very, very happily in love. Got a 16-year-old son now and he's going for his licence. You know?
Oh, good stuff, mate.
Dragged to the coast by the chain of a heartbeat.
Absolutely. It just gets better all the time, you know.
All right, Paulie, mate. Thanks for the story. We got Deb from Booker Bay.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, how'd you end up here on the coast, Deb?
I'm from the Northern Beaches. And when we were younger, me and my husband, we couldn't afford a house down at the Northern Beaches. So we just came up here and had a look and found a little house at Empire Bay for $80,000.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
Now it'd be worth $80
million. 35 years ago. And at first I didn't like it. It was too quiet, like from the Northern Beaches. But
too
then I loved
quiet.
It. We had our little drinks every afternoon at the Empire Bay bottle shop. And
do you go to the cafe across the road?
Yeah.
That's nice. Gee, I like it there.
Oh. That is nice.
See you, Dan. We've got Tony from Greenpoint.
Hey, Tony.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, this I want to know. Yeah. How did you end up on the Central Coast, Tone?
We moved up 9 years ago.
Where from, Tone?
We're just near Windsor down in Sydney.
Right. Okay. What was the reason for the move?
It was in Windsor.
It was getting too busy down in Sydney and affordability up the coast, you couldn't beat it at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So the rest is, well, they reckon in one more year I'll become a local, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to take 9 to 10.
9 to 10. At least it's not hard time.
No, that's right.
Good to have you on the Central Coast, mate, and also good to have you listening here to Triple M, buddy.
No worries, and happy birthday for tomorrow.
Oh, I'm Ali Dave from Greenpoint.
Hello, boys. How you going?
All right, not too bad, mate. How did you end up here on the Central Coast?
Did they prize you off a rock?
No, it was a prison van.
No. The paddy wagon. Now, I want to tell you now, the best thing that ever happened to the Central Coast was me coming up here. That was the best thing that's ever happened to this coast.
Look, others disagree.
Oh, you idiot. Now, I'll tell you how I came up here. I came up here via New Zealand. Yes, I moved to New Zealand with my darling wife, Vicky.
Where'd you start? And
where did I start? Yeah. We're originally from Seaforth, Hornsby, New Zealand, then here. Right. Here for 26 years now, and I love it up here. I love it. I don't know about the people on the radio, but I love it here. I love this place.
Time's up. We only give him a minute.
You're only allowed to say love 15 times.
I would have loved to hear the rest of that story. We've got Darren from Buff Point.
G'day, Daz.
Yeah, boys, how you going?
Very good, mate. How are you?
Hey, great. You know how I got here?
Go on.
You get here,
we're
going to
hear
I
it.
I come from a little town out in the central west near Orange called Molong, and I'm banned from every pub out there. So I thought I'd move over here and give this place a try.
How many of you got through?
My parole officer said it was a great spot, so here I am.
Is that right? Okay. Thank you, Dad.
Now, have since arriving on the Central Coast, you haven't been kicked out of too many pubs, have you?
Not yet, but, you know, it's only an early start, so...
That's right. Yeah. You got a favourite watering hole? Favourite watering hole, Darren?
Oh, mate, I love the Grange at Wyoming.
Yeah, yeah. I think Mickey D drinks there a bit, so you'll probably see
it. I've been in there, yeah.
Being thrown
I've been
out.
In there.
Yeah. All right then, Dad.
Thanks. Thanks, Dad.
Right, see you, boys.
See you, mate. We've got Mark from Terrigal. Hello, Mark.
Margie.
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy birthday for tomorrow.
Yeah, mate. How did you end up here on the Central Coast, buddy?
We were emigrating from the UK in 2005 and bringing five children and a cat with us. And we just happened to find a rental place in north of Ochre. Just booked it on spec, knew very little about it other than it would be big enough to fit us all in. Arrived in the evening, found our way to this place in the 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. Threw the kids into bed, threw ourselves into bed, and woke up the next morning a bit groggy. Walked outside to find that this place overlooked north of Ochre Beach. The most perfect spot you could probably imagine in your life, and just completely fell in love with it. We were planning to move to the northern beaches initially because my job was in the city, but we just couldn't tear ourselves away. And so 16 years later, here we are. And the best thing is we've got a football club right on our doorstep, which started the month we arrived. So it all seemed to fit just so perfectly.
That's amazing. It's soccer in this country, just by the way, Mark.
No, still football, Rob.
Okay, mate. Okay.
And Mark, did you happen to score yourself a place? Did you buy a place at north of Boca 16 years ago?
We built in Terrigal ultimately, and we're still there to this day. And we're just so in love with the Central Coast, everything about it, the people, the place. It's just the most perfect. If as a migrant, if you have a view of what Australia looks like from afar, this is pretty much it, and it just fits perfectly.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. See you, buddy. We've got Morris Goolagong.
Oh, Mocha.
Hello, Mocha.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Not too bad, mate. How did you end up here on the coast?
Mate, I was in Sydney, actually, and I was living there with my sister. I was only going to Sydney for a week and then end up getting an apprentice butcher's job. And my uncle lived up here, and with football, he wanted me to play football up here, and that's how I ended up moving up here. Started playing football, travelling back each week, and then, moved up here about 12 months after I started playing footy.
And, mate, how long have you been on the coast now?
Moved to the coast in 94, 95.
Fair while, mate.
Yeah, that's a fair whack.
Been a little while, so, yeah.
Who would be the most annoying person you've found on the coast, Mocker?
The bloke I'm talking to right now.
Okay, yeah, Rob Palmer.
That's you.
Okay.
That's you.
Yeah, Paddy Garrard.
Yeah, thank you, Mocker. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking Listnr.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.